Welcome to the Life, Love, and Alzheimer's podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Dykovitz. I'm a writer, author, and mentor for people who have a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia. If you have ever loved or lost someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, then you're in the right place. On this podcast, I will share stories, lessons, and insight from my Alzheimer's journey to help you cope with and grow from yours. This podcast won't change your circumstances, but it will change you. Welcome, and let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Life, Love, and Alzheimer's podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Dykovitz. How are you? I hope everyone is doing well. I do have a few little reminders that I want to do before I get into today's episode. So if you have ever enjoyed anything that I've ever written, if you've ever gotten any value out of anything that I've ever written, you would love my books. I have two books available on Amazon. They are both about my Alzheimer's journey with my mom. The first book is called Learning to Weather the Storm, A Story of Life, Love, and Alzheimer's. And that basically is the first half of my Alzheimer's story. And then my second book is called When Only Love Remains, Surviving My Mom's Battle with Early Onset Alzheimer's. And that tells the second half of my Alzheimer's story. So they are both memoirs just written from my point of view, everything that I thought, felt, and went through during the 10 years that my mom was living with Alzheimer's, all the way through the end of my story. So if you've ever liked anything that I've written or gotten any value out of it, you would love my books. They are both available on Amazon, and you can just search for those, or there are also links in the show notes to Amazon to order those books. The second reminder is just if you're interested in joining the Alzheimer's Daughters Club, which is my online mentoring group for women that have a parent with Alzheimer's or dementia, I am probably going to be opening that again in just a few weeks. I'm thinking the beginning of October. So if you're interested in joining, make sure that your name is on the waiting list and you will be the first to know when it is open and to get more information about that. So you can go to lifeloveandalzheimers.com/membership, or there's a link in the show notes or my Instagram bio where you can go and get more information about the club, the membership, and join the waiting list there. And the last little reminder is if you have not yet left me a rating and or review of this podcast, I would greatly appreciate if you could take 30 seconds or so to go do that. It really helps to grow the show and to get more people listening. And I would just be so grateful if you could do that. So wherever you are listening now, if you've ever gotten any value out of this podcast, if you enjoy listening to these episodes, please take a few seconds and go leave a rating and review. I would be really, really grateful. Thank you so much. Okay. So last week, my husband and I went down to, we went to Rehoboth Beach in Delaware for a couple of nights. And while we were down there, we got a text from one of our neighbors back home that said that one of our neighbor's house was on fire. And luckily, you know, it wasn't our house. It wasn't right next door or anything like that. They just wanted to let us know, like, you'll probably hear about this. Your house is fine. Your house is okay. But there is a house in the neighborhood that's on fire. And we ended up getting word, like, I think the next day, that the house had totally burnt down. Like, it just completely burnt down. It's a total loss of this house. And luckily, the woman who lives there, she lives there by herself. She doesn't have any pets that we're aware of or anyone else living there with her. And she was actually out of town at the time. So she was not home. Nobody was there. No pets were there. So no one was hurt or injured. Nothing like that in this fire. But she lost her house. Like, her house is completely ruined, gone. And she was out of town with her daughter at the beach when this happened. So she, all that she has left of her belongings is whatever she took on this trip with her. And of course, as the neighborhood, you know, we're all pitching in and donating to try to help this woman out. And she's living with her daughter now, so she has a place to stay. And we're all just kind of pitching in with donations to help her out because she's lost everything. She lost all of her belongings, everything that, like I said, she didn't, anything that she had with her on the trip, that's all that she has left. And so, like, being that we were away also at the time, my husband and I were away, Lucy was staying with my dad. Of course, I started thinking like, oh my God, that could have been us. We got a text saying like one of the neighbor's houses is on fire, but that could have been our house. You know, that woman got the same text or call or however she was made aware of the fire. But for her, it was her house. This was happening to her. Her house was on fire and she was losing everything in it. And I just thought to myself, like, wow, that could have just as easily have been us away on vacation, getting a call that our house was on fire, burning down, and everything is gone. And so I tend to be a very introspective person, just in general. I'm like that, you know, super fun person at the party that's having like a deep conversation over in the corner. I'm not here for small talk. I always tell my husband, I'm not like a light and fluffy person. Like, I like to go deep. I'm very introspective. I like to process and analyze things. And so to me, looking at this, it's not just like this house burnt down and like, oh my God, that's awful. It makes me really think about things. It makes me really think about life and perspective. And the main thing that I've been thinking of since we got this news is like, what really matters? So what really matters in your life? If you, the house, wherever you're sitting right now, like the house that you're in, or, you know, just thinking about the house that you live in, just imagining if it all burnt down tomorrow, what would really matter? What would really matter to you? What would you really miss that you lost? And of course, you know, in this situation, and just for, you know, for sake of this example, just assuming that no one was home at the time, assuming that your pets weren't home by themselves and you weren't home and none of your loved ones were there and no one was hurt or injured or killed or anything in the fire, but just the house itself burnt down, and that's a devastating loss. But what would you really miss? Like, I know for me, thinking about this, I would just be so grateful that like I wasn't there, my husband wasn't there, Lucy wasn't there. We made it out, you know, we weren't home, we were spared, like we weren't hurt or injured, and we were all good, and I still had them. Okay, so assuming that, what would I miss? What would matter about my house? And the number one thing, probably the only thing that I would really truly care about, is anything sentimental, like my pictures, of course. Like, you guys know me, I'm obsessed with taking pictures. I take pictures of everyone and everything. I'm the annoying friend who takes selfies constantly whenever we're together. I've turned my husband into that annoying friend also. He takes selfies with his friends whenever they're together. I have so many pictures, and a lot of them are on my phone, but a lot of them are also on my laptop, you know, from like a long time ago, or some really old pictures that I have printed out. A lot of them I would still be able to access, like on my phone, like I said, but others that are on my computer, I wouldn't be able to get those. I don't know how I would get those. And just a lifetime of memories in pictures and videos that I would lose, and I would be devastated by that. And the second thing that I thought about is I have this like memory box. Well, I have two memory boxes. One is like my mom memory box. So I have all kinds of things that sentimental things from our time together, like little crafts that we did together, little things that she gave me, or just, I don't know, just like little sentimental things that remind me of her or time that we spent together. And this is all pretty much stuff from when she was sick, when she was living with Alzheimer's, like crafts we did together or little like things that she colored or just things like that. Like I have flowers from that people sent me, you know, after she died. I clipped and saved some of those, the sympathy cards from after she died. Just any little thing like that, I have that in a box. And then I have a separate memory box that's just with notes and cards and whatever. I don't even know what's in it. I would probably be surprised to if I dumped it out to see what was in it, but it's a lot of notes from my husband and cards from my husband, my dad, like my in-laws, like just people in the family, like different cards that I've saved over the years, and other pictures and like, you know, tickets for things and just all that kind of stuff. And like, I would probably be surprised at what's in the box, but I would instantly think about that box if my house burned down. I would think about those two boxes and like, I want those things. I would not care if I lost all my clothes or my shoes or, you know, decorative things around the house or furniture, or I wouldn't care about any of that stuff. And it just made me think about, you know, what really matters, what really matters in life, what really matters that you would really miss if it was just taken from you, if you were to lose it. And it also made me think about like how we get so caught up in like the day to day. We get so caught up in what we're doing and what needs to be done. And we're so busy like with all of our chores and our lives and our jobs and just doing things all the time and rushing from one thing to another and trying to get all the chores done and just, you know, trying to keep the house clean and straightened up and making sure the laundry's done and the clothes are folded and put away. And then, but I also have to clean the bathrooms. And should I spend time with my loved ones or should I clean the bathrooms? And just those things, like I know in my life, I go through that in the day to day. And just, should I go and visit my dad today and spend time with him, but I really need to clean the bathrooms? Or should I, you know, sit and hang out with Lucy or take her for a walk, but I really need to fold this laundry? And I just thought to myself, like, this woman whose house burnt down, I wonder if her laundry was clean. I wonder if her clothes were folded and put away. I wonder if she had just cleaned her bathrooms. And just the thought that, like, maybe she did. But if her house burnt down, like none of that shit matters. And as hard as we are on ourselves, and I mean, I'm speaking for all of us, but I just know for myself, like I'm hard on myself about getting things done, keeping a clean house, making sure everything is done and put away. And, you know, like I say, the reference of the bathrooms, because I hate cleaning the bathrooms, you know, and it's like always on my mind, like I've got to clean them, but I also want to do this. I want to spend time with my loved ones. I want to, you know, spend time with Lucy. I want whatever I'm doing, but maybe it doesn't matter that much, because if my house was to burn down tomorrow, it wouldn't matter if my bathrooms were clean or not. It wouldn't matter if my laundry was done and folded and put away. It wouldn't matter if the house was picked up and neat and clean. And all of those things that I beat myself up about or just like feel like it has to get done. It's got to get done right now. I have to do this today. And maybe I don't. Like maybe I don't have to do it today. Because if my house burnt down tomorrow, it wouldn't matter. None of that would matter. What would matter is if me and my loved ones were safe and healthy and, you know, not in the home and not hurt, not injured or anything when that happened. It would matter about spending time with them. It would matter about creating those memories with them. Maybe I don't have the pictures anymore and the videos and all of that stuff, but I have the memories. I'm lucky enough to still have those memories, and that makes me want to continue making them. It makes me want to continue spending time on the things that really matter, like the things that your life is really made up of. And it's really not the things that are contained within the walls of your home. I mean, the people and the pets and your loved ones and all of that. Yes, definitely, for sure. But if we're working so hard to just buy more, to afford more, to have more, what if it all burnt down tomorrow? None of it would matter. You wouldn't miss most of it. You would miss the things that remind you of the life that you've lived, and you would miss the things that you have memories of, like the sentimental things with your loved ones, but you wouldn't miss all the stuff that you have and that you buy. And it wouldn't matter if the house was clean or dirty, or if all the chores had been done, or if you ever got around to painting that damn living room, you know, like none of that would matter. So this is just what has been on my mind since hearing this news. And this woman's house, you know, it's all fenced off and everything, but it's right down the street from my house. And I've been walking by it, you know, almost every day since the fire. And it's just I walk by it with Lucy. I run by it on my runs. Like it's just there and I see it. And it's like this constant reminder to me. And I've just been thinking about that. And this woman who unfortunately lost her house, you know, but she didn't lose her life. She didn't lose her family. But I've been thinking about that as I go through my day and just allowing it to give me some perspective on what really matters and what really doesn't. And so I hope that that is helpful for you to just kind of hear, you know, my thought process in that and what I've been thinking about and just how it's given me some perspective on life and like what really matters. So I hope this was helpful for you to hear. If it was, I would love to hear from you. Reach out to me, DM me, email me, you know where to find me, and just let me know. And if anyone of you has ever been through this devastating loss of having a fire, my heart goes out to you because I just can't even imagine how awful that would be. But as someone who has not been through that, I am taking what I can from this woman's, you know, devastating loss in her story and just allowing it to give me some perspective on my own life and my own day to day. So I hope this was helpful and I look forward to chatting with you again next week.